Pablo for breakfast.
So, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you had the big fundraiser at Baden West Park on Saturday. There was face painting down there, Fairy Foss, I believe, Red Dog Donuts, Fat Buddha, raising some funds for the SAFE team. How was it?
Oh, it was a great success. It was celebrating a one-year anniversary for Alison and Steve and their Red Dog Donut business. They sold all their yummy products, like donuts, obviously the outstanding one, but it was so without respite, like so many people came from midday to 5 p.m. They raised $3,000. That's a lot of donuts and a lot of sweet stuff and incredibly hard work. And they love SAFE and their carers as well. They did just such an amazing job. And they got Shelby, the face painter. They organised her to be there. And she never stopped for a minute of those hours. And Fat Buddha too, supporting SAFE, yummy Thai food. And SAFE people come along and get involved. But the outstanding one was Denny Bassanese. She's in the army and she comes often on a Saturday. Well, she arrived early, helped set everything up, stayed all day working and packed up. So big thanks to her, and a huge thanks to the hundreds of donut lovers who ate sweet, got into a sugar coma and supported SAFE in the process.
Now this week you also, or last week, you got a visit from Kevin Michelle, our local member, carrying a big fat check, I believe, to be shared across WA.
I always think of someone from Czechoslovakia, but no, it was a money check. So his visuals are funny anyway, that's my weird humour. He came into SAFE with the Lottery West grant with the funds, and that was from Julie Pearce, who's one of our outstanding grant writers, who submitted it to Lottery West. It's a grant for all SAFE branches, so there's 11 SAFE branches that this equipment that we've gained from it to go across. It was for pet carriers, enclosures, things to help with fundraising to the value of $122,280. So I don't think we've ever had a grant like that before. So it was very gratefully received. So big thanks to Lottery West and, of course, Kevin Michelle and Julie, who put it all together. We would never have got it. And she had a team helping her a bit too. She had our two Debs and Denise, and it was a mammoth task. But, wow, what a job, what an achievement.
Now, grand final day, two local dogs went missing. Only one's been found so far.
Yeah, it was a very sad outcome, really, because these two dogs sort of raced out when people were going in to watch the grand final in a place in the industrial area, and they'd been missing since that day. The girl dog was found, though, in quite a bad way, and despite a lot of medical intervention, she had to be humanely euthanized. So that there's still their large tan male dog, Amstaff crossed with a Mastiff, Tito, still missing. So if anyone can help with any knowledge, if anyone's seen him or any, you know, any sightings at all, it'd be so nice to at least get one of these dogs back. But a very sad outcome, and, you know, and people do race, leave doors open and do dogs do race out, no matter how careful you are. So if anyone's got any news, let us know.
Now, people do support SAFE in a variety of ways, but it sounds like one local has been involved in the rescue of a dog in a pretty bad way, right through to the rehoming.
Yes, it's John Scott. He's from Deep River Construction. He's quite well known out in the Wickham Roban area for his love of dogs, and he's supported SAFE before. But a Saturday a few weeks back, he found a dog that was lethargic and fearful, absolutely dripping in ticks. And Tim Neville, who's another great dog lover, he provided the escort into Karratha. And while I was waiting for the rangers to arrive to pick him up, I pulled off hundreds of ticks. They were hanging off his eyes. His ears were full of them. So this is a dog that's got out that you don't want to go back to where it's from because of that shocking neglect. So, but the great outcome was that he spent his time in the pound. He wasn't claimed. Came to SAFE. He's with an excellent dog carer, Bianca Woolhouse. John's donated all the money, over $500, to have him D6 vaccinated, microchipped, wormed and tick treated. And now we're looking for a new life for him. So if you're interested in our dog, he's got a funny name called Buddy Smith. He's ready to start a whole new chapter in his life, a much more positive one.
You can find out more about what Sue and the SAFE team do online today at safe.org.au.
Pablo for breakfast.